This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. For the past 4 years, we've hosted our annual Father Matters Court and Custody Conference. We cover topics like how to find the right attorney, divorce and separation, parental impact on children, child support and visitation, and modification of child support. We have guest speakers from Department of Child Safety, Division of Child Support Services, and a family law attorney from a local law firm. In June, we had Fabio Verdoga from Division of Child Support Services on the show, and we did a segment called Let's Talk About Child Support. For 2 weeks, our phones and emails blew up with questions about child support, divorce, modification, everything. Today's guest is two-time guest speaker for the Father Matters Court and Custody Conference, Pamela Donison of Donison Law Firm. Welcome to the Father Matters Show, Pamela.
Thank you, Vance. I'm really happy to be here.
Yes. Pamela, I want to jump right into this because you heard me just say we've gotten calls and emails from all over the country about this when we opened the lid up about Let's Talk About Child Support. And you've been at the last two court and custody conferences. Why so much confusion, hurt, and anger from people when they enter into divorce, child support, and custody situations?
You know, Vance, it's a really sensitive issue. And anytime you have a mix of legal issues, financial issues, and broken hearts, you're going to have trouble. And you're going to have people really confused and acting out of fear sometimes, out of anger. And it can create all manner of problems. So I think that knowledge is power, and knowledge is a way to overcome that fear and get past the anger and start problem solving and not problem creating.
Yes, what I love about that is on your website, you do consulting, because like you said, when we react out of fear, what's the best thing to do? What's the first thing to do if you get papers served or you find out you can't see your child or children for the weekend?
Get information. Find out what's going on. So one of the knee-jerk reactions that people have when they see that process server or they get handed an envelope of papers is they just react. They don't stop, take a deep breath, maybe read what they received and try to understand it, or find an attorney and get some further information about what really just happened. Too often people feel like it's a stab in the back. You know, I didn't see this coming, or maybe I did see it coming, but I didn't want to see it coming. Or maybe they're even the person who's doing the serving. They're still acting out of a fear base. And we want people to act from a sense of their own confidence and power. And so that they're answering questions, not creating problems and creating drama around something that may be as simple as being served dissolution papers.
Right. What I love on your website, you cover consulting. Can you unpack that a little bit? Like you said, getting the information. What's included with the consulting?
Well, when I consult with a client, very often they just come in with literally pages of questions about all kinds of things. And so the consulting time, I think, is really valuable on the front end and again on the back end. So at the very beginning of an action, I want you to come and consult with me or with any attorney, maybe more than one, to find a good fit for you, because it is sort of a personal relationship. We're going to find out a lot of really intimate details about your life and about your finances and about your kids. So find a fit for you personally and get the information. Ask a lot of questions. And if the attorney, and even if it's me, if we're talking over your head or using terms, you know, we all fall into jargon. If they're using terms that aren't quite making sense, poke, get more information, find out what it really means for you and for your situation. Don't just let it ride and don't pretend you know. Then once everything's over, I say, come back for sort of a debrief. And let's go through what your responsibilities are now. Now that the problems have been resolved one way or another, and you have orders in front of you or you have a settlement agreement, let's talk through what that means for the rest of your life. And how do you proceed? Are there things that you need to do? Usually we want to look for a checklist, like you need to change those beneficiaries and that sort of thing. So that consulting time, I think, is really critical for decision making.
That is powerful. And then also, I love on your website, because I just want you to just give us all this information. And at the end of the show, I want the listeners to know how to get in contact with you. Because I want you, if you're listening to this show, forward this to someone that may need this information. Because I want you to contact Pamela Donison. She has been our keynote speaker for the last 2 years at our court custody conference. She's going to be speaking at our 2016 court custody conference. We don't have a date yet. But share with us about a la carte services. That's on your website. What does that mean?
Well, a la carte services, or unbundled services, are kind of a new animal. So it used to be, not that many years ago, that if you hired an attorney and you retained their services, they're in it for the long haul. And you're going to be paying them for everything along the way, regardless of whether you need or want those services. That was sort of the deal. And that was supported by the rules and regulations surrounding legal services. A few years ago, our state bar and many state bars around the country said, you know, people may not need all that. Maybe they just need someone to draft a petition for them, or to review a petition and draft a response, but they don't want all of the other representation. And P.S., it can save people some money. So our state bar, many other state bars said, we're going to allow attorneys to offer these unbundled services. And by unbundled, it means I'm doing one piece of information at a time, and you can hire me to do several of them or one of them. It really is up to the client. So for example, we may have a petition package. And the petition package would include all of the documentation that goes with a petition for dissolution, and include an acceptance of service. And we squire everything to the court and sort of quarterback it. But once that service is completed, then you're done. And you don't have to pay for any other services with us, or you can choose to pay for additional services. It's really up to you. So the beauty of unbundled services is that it allows someone, like in a cafeteria, I want the lima beans, I don't want the broccoli. It's the same kind of concept.
See, Pamela, this is why I wanted you on the show, and this is why I appreciate you speaking twice at the court custody conference, because this is a lot of information people just don't know. And because they call us, oh, I can't afford an attorney, I can't, because they're thinking, like you said, the overall, and you're saying, wait a minute, you know, if you just need someone to review and respond, it's this, it's a separate, like it's on the menu, pick something off the menu. Because I think that's why a lot of people are so afraid to even respond.
That's right, because so often we hear from clients, oh my gosh, I just got served with papers, I can't afford this. I don't have $10,000, $20,000 to fight this and go to court and all that. Well, maybe you don't need to. Maybe what you really need is some consulting time to figure out what your options are. And maybe you need just one or two unbundled services to get you to the next stage. And so we offer that because I recognize that many people cannot afford legal services. I get it. And yet, at the same time, those are very often the exact people who need the legal services. So I'm trying to make it a little more accessible for people. It's one of those things that you can sometimes save yourself a lot of money, heartache, and grief by just spending a little bit of money up front, get the consulting, get some of the services you need, and then move on.
One thing I really love about what you have on your website, and you talked about this at the court custody conferences, the mediation time. Because like you said, people are reacting, they're angry. Sometimes if you can just unpack what's really behind what's really going on, I got 4 minutes before the next commercial. Pamela, can you just take your time and unpack this a little bit? Because we people are always reacting out of anger and, like you said, the hurt. What's behind mediation? Another service that you offer?
Mediation is ancient. I mean, people have been mediating their disputes since we were living in tribes. The elders would be the neutral to hear the dispute between the two shepherds or whatever the scenario. But it's really been around since ancient times, and mediation has progressed. And so there are, you know, a spectrum now of services for mediation, all the way from on one side of the spectrum, you have a very evaluative system, all the way to the other side, which is a transformative system. Evaluative mediation means that someone, a neutral, will come in and tell you and your spouse, you should do this, the law is going to say this, I think your case is good, your case is not that good, etc. That's evaluative. They're okay. giving you an evaluation.
Okay.
On the transformative side, and I lean to that side very strongly, on the transformative side, the neutral says something more like, how do you feel about that? What are your key interests? How do we get from where we are today to where you want to be? In other words, transforming the conflict from where it is today to a solution. So my practice leans heavily to the transformative side. I believe that people can make really smart decisions for themselves that are tailor-made to their family if they're in a relaxed atmosphere and can talk it through. And even though they may come to the table feeling angry, hurt, bitter, whatever the emotion, sad, there's lots of sadness. Even though they may come with those emotions, when we start really talking through what's the key issue that we need to resolve, 99% of the time, people will rise to the occasion and they will resolve their own problems. And sometimes in the most creative, elegant, and beautiful way.
Because a lot of times we just react, and while we're reacting, the bill is going up. While we're reacting, it's like, but you're reacting out of that pain. You're reacting out of that rejection, that hurt. And like you said, that mediation is to get these people together to say, stop spending money that you don't have or money that can go into the children's future and just start really some type of way of communicating. But what if it's like just that hate? I don't want to be in the same room with that person. How would you work with that?
Well, sometimes people really can't be in the same room because they trigger each other. Mm-hmm. And so that's okay. We can work in two separate rooms and we can talk through the issues. I'll talk through with one person, walk to the other room and talk through with the other person. So if that's the situation, there's always a way to work around it.
It is. And but they have to be willing.
They have
to step up.
They have to be willing. That's
right. And what happens when you get people who say they don't want to step up?
Well, then they may be looking at a much more expensive process.
How about that?
Yeah.
What I want to do is I want to take a break because some of those emails that came in, we're going to read just one today. But I just want people to know that I want to see how you would respond to that. And so for now, you're listening to The Father Matter Show with Vance Sims. And today's guest is Pamela Donison with Donison Law Firm. We'll hear more from Pamela after this. Are you in need of family law legal services? Contact fathermatters.org. Our purpose is to provide free legal assistance services to fathers and their families. Remember, you have the right to see your children, and no parent can take that right away from you. Being responsible financially for your children is required by law, but even parents without financial means have the right to see their children. Don't let a legal matter stop you from being an excellent and involved parent. For more information about free family law legal services, log on to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org. and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And we're back with Pamela Donison of Donison Law Firm. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Pamela, at the top of the show, I mentioned how we had phone calls and emails from all over the country. I didn't want to turn this into this email from this state said this and have you answering all the questions. They can call you and email you for that. But one was really, it kind of touched our heart because this is a guy that was in a situation. Jeremy, can you read that email that we got?
I definitely can. So this email was from Jonathan in Williamsburg, Kentucky, and he wrote, "So I just found out I have a warrant out. After work, I'm going to go turn myself in. How am I supposed to pay for the $1,000 a month in child support, making only $11.49 an hour? Of course, it is going to be hell. I'll be lodged inside Whitley County Detention Center this weekend in Williamsburg, Kentucky."
Now, Pamela, I'm sure Jonathan's listening to this, and there's Jonathans all over the country who had that similar type of email. What could have Jonathan done to avoid all this?
You know, there are a lot of things that Jonathan may have done, and I don't know Jonathan, and I don't practice law in Kentucky, but I know generally if you are up against a child support order that you can't fulfill, the worst thing to do is ignore it. Do not ignore it. All that's going to do is create heartache and possibly, like
jail
Jonathan,
time.
Jail time, which nobody wants. And it's not good, you know, it's not good for the family. It burdens the court system. It's just not worthwhile. So if you're up against a child support order that is way beyond your ability to pay, the first thing you should do is seek modification of that award.
And I know and you know, but what is, for people first time, what is a modification of an order?
What that means is you're asking the judge to look at your order and modify it, change it, make it different. And in Jonathan's case, he would be asking the court to recalculate his child support at a lower rate, something that he can afford, that he can pay. What I wouldn't want to see Jonathan, which has already happened apparently, what I wouldn't want to see the Jonathans of the world do is ignore that hardship, get themselves further and further behind, get a bench warrant issued, and clearly that's happened, and end up being incarcerated for all of their free time, because most courts will allow a work pass, which means that you're going to go to work and work your hours, and then you're going right back to jail at night, and you have to check in and sleep there until you've paid the amount that has been determined is sufficient for you to now get out of jail and go back to your life. It's not worth it, Vance.
And then sometimes the guys we get, when they get out of jail, they don't have a job to go back to, Pamela.
That's right, because they've been terminated because they were incarcerated.
Okay, so now they got to spend 2 weeks to 3 months to get another job, and their child support is backing up, is getting in the rears. Now the mom is really upset.
That's right.
You know, and it's just, and I say this a lot, it's not that most men don't care. They just don't know where to start.
That's right.
And so if you're listening to the show, if this don't pertain to you, forward this to someone that you know that's going through this stuff. And at the end, Pamela, I want them to call you, email you, ask questions, because like I said, you said you don't practice law in Kentucky, but like you said, you can refer them to people in their areas. What is a negotiated settlement?
I'm going to back up just for one minute. One of the things that people will find on my website is a directory of courts throughout the country. And that's my sort of giving back to the community, because there are so many people like Jonathan who don't know where to start. He's already in the hole. He can't afford legal fees, possibly. But every court in the country has a website with self-help forms. And that alone should be able to help some people get from where they are falling behind to get that modification of support so that they can afford it. So I just want to make that statement.
Yes.
That's going to be available to people. If they go to our website, they'll find that directory of court websites throughout the country.
And this is why we have our Child Support Day every Wednesdays at the office. Go to fathermatters.org to find all that information. We have Family Law Day twice a month. We do the self-help workshops. But see, again, that's here in Arizona. It's here in Phoenix. You know, and you and I are talking about some things that we're going to be doing with helping divorced couples in the future. But it's just like you said, on your website, they could get all those forms and for their state, their city.
That's right.
And at the end, they can still give you a call or email if they have a question anyway. Because here in Arizona, Pamela covers Tucson. What do you cover?
Well, I can practice statewide,
right,
obviously, because I'm licensed by the state of Arizona. But primarily my practice areas are in Maricopa County and Pima County.
Right. See, so if you're listening to this show and you're in these areas, get in touch with Pamela. We're going to plug her information in a few seconds here. I just want to ask you three more quick more questions, Pamela, with the 2 minutes we have. And all this stuff is on your website and they can call your office. What is negotiated settlements?
Negotiated settlement is what everybody wants. They want to negotiate and get a good settlement,
and
right?
Move on.
Then move on,
sure,
and live a happy life. And so a negotiated settlement from our perspective is, how do we keep you out of court? Even though you may not be ready to mediate, you may not be ready to settle things on your own, but here we are to help you come up with a strategy, an offer of settlement, some way to get from, I don't know what to do, to, hey, I figured it out. That's the goal of negotiated settlements. So instead of you negotiating with your spouse, it would be me helping you negotiate with your spouse and the opposing counsel, if there is one. We do these all the time. We have four-way meetings. We sit down and hammer out the details. That's a negotiated settlement. It's really popular because so many times people don't feel empowered to negotiate on their own, or they negotiate out of a sense of, I want more than you, or I'm going to get you back in this way. We want to negotiate from a place of authenticity, compassion, and really looking out for the kiddos. So you may have to put your own interests aside in order to get that settlement that you want, but our focus is best interest of your kids.
We get a lot of guys that have come in, women too, but mainly guys. Me and my girlfriend broke up. We lived together for 2 years. Now I can't see my 8-month-old because she said. Premarital and cohabitation agreements. What is that?
Well, premarital agreements are pretty popular, I think, in the media, the infamous prenup, you know. But a premarital agreement goes beyond the rich people who need to preserve an estate. Premarital agreements really are perfect if you're blending a family and you want to sort of set the ground rules for how are things going to be managed for my kids, your kids, our kids. That's a great example. Cohabitation agreements are perfect for those couples who are not going to be legally married, but they want to set some ground rules for how things will work if they break up. Who's going to get the sofa? How are we going to manage parenting our kids? Who's going to pay the debts? The cohabitation agreement is sort of the rules of engagement for their relationship.
Pamela, I got probably 30 more questions, but we don't have that kind of time, and the listeners have a lot of time. This is what they've been waiting for. How can our listeners contact Pamela Donison?
Well, they can go to your website, I think, and contact you, and that's one way to do it.
Yes.
But you can always go to my website, which is www.donisonlaw.com. It's D-O-N-I-S-O-N. LAW.com. You can call me at 480-951-6599. You can also email me, Pamela@DonisonLaw.com.
Pamela, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Vance. I'm really happy to be here.
Yes, we're going to have you back for sure. And thank you for listening to the Father Matters Show. Send us your questions or comments to info@FatherMatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel.
Thanks, Jeremy.
See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.